Our scripture for today comes from 2 Chronicles. If you would open up your Bible or the Pew Bible, either one. Even though we have it on the screen, I'd like you to get a good feeling of Bibles, and I'd love it if everyone would start bringing their own. So you can, you know, doesn't a Bible feel good, especially if you get a leather one, you know, and just learn how it feels and become familiar with your Bible, because it is the book of life. So, 2 Chronicles. Where in the world is 2 Chronicles, I hear you asking? Well, if you turn into your Bible, about halfway through, you'll have the book of Psalms. And you go backwards, and you'll run across the book of Job. And then I believe it's Nehemiah. Of course, there's Esther and some of those in there. And then you come across 2 Chronicles. So, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Beginning with 15b. Now, A, B, C, D, you might see those in Scripture every once in a while. That means that there's usually a semicolon or a colon somewhere in that sentence. And before that punctuation is part A, and after that is part B. All right? So we're starting about halfway through the 15th verse of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Once you find that, if you would please stand if you're able and put your finger in that Bible and let us say the Bible pledge like we mean it. Raise those Bibles above your head this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please remain standing and turn with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, beginning with 15, chapter 20, beginning with 15b. Thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will come up by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the valley before the wilderness of Jerel. This battle is not for you to fight. Take your position, stand still, and see the victory of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Then Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, and the Levites of Kohathites and the Korites, say that five times really fast, stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. The Majestic is a movie about a playwright named Luke who has a car accident and loses his memory. He finds himself in a small town in California, and he looks just like a missing in action war hero from this very town. The town throws a party for him, and Irene, a former piano teacher, invites Luke to play for everyone. Luke can't remember how to play the classical piece that she wants him to play. She says that music is from the soul. Luke ends up playing what is truly on his soul. Now, parents, as with any movie, please watch this in its entirety before you allow your kids to see it. But it is a great movie. If we can see that clip right now.